And now making a first appearance on this show, here's Keith Powell. Now, Keith, although you used to sing with a group, I think just over a year ago, you went solo. Now, were you at that time foreseeing a trend for solo singers?
Yes. I was, really. It appeared that lots of records were coming out with big band backings, especially with brass on them, you know. And unfortunately, on stage, using a three-guitar lineup, or even just a three-guitar and organ lineup, you can't get the same sound.
No, that's true. So you are pushing ahead with a solo career.
Yes, definitely, yes.
But at the same time, and this is rare in this country, you've teamed up with a lady artist we happen to have with us today to make a record, right?
Yes.
Billy Davis. Billy, yes. How did this meeting take place?
Well, we met in the park, actually. We were taking our dogs for a walk. Well,
that's delightful, yeah.
And we found out that we both recorded for the same recording manager. And about a couple of days after that, John Schroeder gave us a call and said, I want you to make a record together.
Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, you too will go on making solo records.
Yes, definitely.
Good, I think this is a refreshing change in the British recording industry. The title of the song is what, Keith?
When You Move, You Lose.
Well, can we hear it now, Billy?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Myself worthy of your love and always.